All right, Tim Madden back with the Success by Design podcast. As always, you know we got a great topic for you today. Today we're talking about leadership. Leadership. And I want to know, hey, are you as effective as you think you are? That's what we're going to find out today. But hey, as always, before we get started, I got a couple admin updates for you. Number one, hey, we have a Publish Authors program here. We just completed last month the first session of the Publish Authors program. So hey, if you're a director, VP, or an executive who's ever thought about writing a book to help with credibility, to help with board advisory, to help get consulting roles, hey, now is your chance because we're running another cohort that starts tomorrow, which is February 20th. So hey, if you're interested in more information, please email me at tim@execupgrades.com. Number two, hey, we are super excited that again, for the second year in a row, we are one of the fastest growing veteran-owned organizations. So we are proud to announce that the third week of March, a lot of the ECU team will be in beautiful Dallas, Texas at the Vet 100 conference for the fastest growing veteran-owned companies in the United States. So give it up for ECU, everyone at ECU. Thank you for your contributions and impacting the thousands of lives that we have. Last update. Hey, as always, if you need help in your career, let us know. We held our weekly wins call yesterday, had multiple more offers come in, and it's just great. So, hey, to Jack, to Heather, to Kristen, to Jason, to everyone else that received offers yesterday, hey, we wish you the best of luck at your next position. So the good news is, hey, hiring's picking up. Companies are hiring. If you're not getting interviews, converting those interviews into offers, it's not your problem, right? Nothing's wrong with you. Nothing's wrong with the company. It's simply probably the process you're following. So, hey, if you want to use a proven process to go from, you know, where you are now into a role with more compensation, right? Go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast, schedule a free consultation with our team. Let's get to it. Hey, step one, I know we have lots of people who predominantly watch this podcast over on YouTube when we upload it, Apple, Spotify, etc. So if you're watching live, I got something for you today. If you're not watching live, that's okay. Again, I want you to email me at tim@execupgrades.com and say, hey, Tim, send me the assessment. So hey, I'm going to pop this in the chat. Hold on one sec. YouTube. All right. There we go. Let me turn down that volume. Okay. Hey, I just posted. If you're watching live, I put a direct link to the download in the chat. I made, hey, a leadership capability assessment where you can assess, like, where are you right now? Right? What are some things that you need to work on? And this is the framework we use at ECU that I learned by my mentor, Brandon Dawson, the me, we, us leadership style, predominantly ran by John Maxwell as well. So, hey, I highly recommend you conduct an assessment on yourself. Most people never do their entire career. So if you don't know where you're at, if you don't know what you need to improve, how could you possibly start improving? So, hey, that's what we're talking about today, your leadership. Okay. So, leadership reality check. I got some questions for you, for the audience. Hey, what do you think about your leadership versus how do you think your team experiences it? I don't think a lot of people actually take the time to sit there and say, you know, and really understand, right, the way we're positioning ourselves because everyone thinks they're, you know, let's say most people think they're an effective leader. Right? I would say that that's a very general statement that most people in leadership roles feel that they're doing a good job. But I urge you to think, hey, how do you think your team experiences it? Because studies show, right? Leaders often overestimate their effectiveness. A study by Harvard. Let me know in the comments if you're watching, if you think that's true. I absolutely think that's true. So hey, common blind spots of, you know, leadership, poor communication, micromanagement, lack of delegation, and unclear expectations. The last one, man. Unclear expectations. If you're trying to audit your leadership style, right? One of the biggest things is, have you set really clear expectations throughout the team? Here at ECU, we want a Mastering Your First 100 Days program. By far the number one frustration of starting a new position is not be on the same page with your boss with clear expectations and your team. So, a couple questions for you. Measuring it. Okay. How do you measure your leadership effectiveness? Probably a good question. Now, I know most people who are listening to this that we're in all different industries, right? Some of us are in consulting, we're in marketing, we're selling different things, right? How do you measure your effectiveness in your position? Of course, that drive, you know, the link that I popped in the chat, or you can email me at tim@execupgrades is a good start for like, hey, where am I at? Where am I trying to go? But I would ask you, do you regularly ask for feedback from your peers, from your boss, from your direct report, from your mentors? Most people don't. Competitive edge, right? They call it, what do they call it? Leadership eval 360 or something like that, is when you're literally getting feedback from everyone that you interact with. How could you possibly know how others perceive you unless you ask them? How could you possibly know what your boss thinks about you, what your team thinks about you? And actually being open enough with them to say, hey, I would appreciate it too. Don't hold back. Give me some critical feedback, right? I don't know about you, but I assume since you're listening to this podcast, you're trying to get better, right? You're trying to get better. And unless we ask these questions, it's going to be very difficult because we perceive ourselves as, you know, we know a couple things we probably have to do. But I assure you, you get feedback from your peers, your direct reports, your mentors, etc. Hey, there's going to be a lot of stuff that you can work on, but that's okay. And hey, start thinking, if your team could rate you anonymously, if your team could rate you anonymously right now, everyone you manage, what do you think they'd rate you as? They could be a 10, they could be a 1. And I like when a lot of people say 1 through 10, but you can't pick 7. The best one. All right, we got some comments. Holly, I'm a servant leader, however, I've been very direct and straightforward and have been told that that can be intimidating. Yeah, it could be. Leadership means that you inspire your team to contribute to the projects under your belt. Yes, Anna. Success of the projects. Client satisfaction. I always ask for feedback. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. So hey, number two, pitfalls of leadership assumptions. How many people say my door's always open? This was a big term in the military, right? Like, no matter what, my door is always open. You're like, I just joined the military and there's someone who's been in for 20 years, you know. Probably wouldn't recommend stepping in his door and totally foregoing the 6 levels of leadership. But leaders always say this, right? You know the funny thing though? I was looking at notes. The my door is always open is not the same as creating a psychologically safe environment. That's one of the things you need to do as a leader as well, right? How can you create a safe environment for your team to give you good feedback while being respectful and your boss? So we talked about the 360 degree feedback. I highly recommend, right? You know, I've been saying this recently on the podcast and a lot of the team meetings and with clients, right? Because I got to spend some time with John Maxwell, which was amazing back in December. And when we talk about self-reflection, he says, right, because we're talking about leadership audits now, he says, leaders develop daily, not in a day. So every single day you have to self-assess, hey, what did I do good today? What do I think I need to improve on? Have I done that 360 degree feedback? Have I got feedback from my team? Okay. Observational awareness too. How do you think your team behaves when you're not in the room or when you're not on Zoom with them, when they're with the client, when they're with another team member? How do you think they behave? How do you show up when things go wrong? These are just some great questions to ask yourself. Most people don't take the time, right, to invest daily in their leadership, which that could just mean reading, you know, a great John Maxwell book, listen to some Brian Tracy, listening to the leadership greats. If you're trying to get better at leadership, why would you not start with some of those international bestsellers, right? Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. Love leadership. Okay. Course correcting leadership gaps. Okay. Once we've done this audit, the self-reflection, the document that I shared in the chat, right? We need to say, where do we need to grow? We need to be vulnerable, right? You have to first know, as we're starting this process, that you have deficiencies. That's okay. Everyone does. But I need to identify them, and then I need to commit to, hey, how can I improve these? You also need to ask yourself during these leadership gaps is, hey, do you truly hear your team when you're communicating with them? How do you take feedback? From what I found, lots of leaders typically don't take feedback very well, and it's strange, right? Because it's the only way they're going to get better. And it's important to note, when we're talking about continuous development, just like I said, leaders develop daily, not in a day. Leadership isn't a destination, okay? It's a skill we consistently refine. Why I'm so passionate about leadership? Because I know when everyone's on the same page, when you have a mission, a vision, and you have daily targets, and you have a good culture, and you're praising people, you're correcting people, all these things, ladies and gentlemen, life gets a lot easier for you. Who wants life to be easy in corporate America? Most of us, right? We want things to run smoothly, but we don't want to, you know, we're unwilling to do the things that actually allows it to run smoothly. Because mainly we haven't collected the competence and the knowledge, or we simply haven't put it into action. If you could commit to just 15 minutes a day becoming a better leader, maybe that's an audible book on the way to work, maybe that's reading a book on 15 minutes for your lunch, doing some of these assessments, I assure you in 1 year, you would be transformed as a completely different leader. And if you have aspirations one day to move up the corporate chain, to the C-suite, to the boards, hey, this is imperative. This is a non-negotiable. And the only way you're going to get it, right, is by seeking that information. Emotional intelligence is extremely important to Tom. Absolutely. So, if you were leading you, it's a great question. If you were leading you, would you be motivated and inspired? Say that one more time. If you were your leader, would you be motivated? Would you be inspired? Would you want to go the extra distance, right? Would you want to make sure the team hits the target, whatever the target is? What is one leadership habit you can commit to improving starting today? We talked about a couple, right? Is that doing a self audit? Is it completing that assessment? Is it reading a little book, right? Is it listening to an audio tape? What is one thing you can do today to get started on this leadership journey? And hey, encourage, right, to seek that honest feedback within the next week. Here's your action item from the podcast today. Hey, within the next week, here's what I need you to do. I need you to ask one of your peers, your boss, someone on your team, a friend, etc., to give you an honest assessment on how they feel you are as a leader. Because again, it's the only way you can learn. And back when we talked about that, I got the Harvard study now, I meant to bring this up earlier, that perception gap I was talking about though, it says, most leaders rate themselves higher than their teams do. A Harvard Business study recently found that leaders who score in the top 10% for effectiveness tend to underestimate their impact, while ineffective leaders tend to overestimate theirs. So hey, hopefully you're one of the ones that are underestimating their impact, right? Instead of overestimating. So hey, I just wanted to come to you today with a couple items, right? To potentially improve your leadership, and most importantly, just get a good assessment of where I am right now. Not even talking about what kind of leader do I want to become. Hey, where am I right now? How can I seek that feedback? And what can I commit to take one step in the right direction? When things run smoothly in corporate America, man, life is good. Teams are motivated. You're hitting your targets. You want to show up to work. I have been on the other end of it with a toxic leader. You don't want to show up to work. Man, you're mad about everything. You don't want to go to meetings with this person. I have been there, done that. You need to be the change though. No one's going to come to your house and tell you what to do, right? We're all adults now. We have to learn on our own, gain knowledge on our own, and then apply that knowledge. The future of corporate America depends on it, as well as the people we lead, right? So it's quite possibly the most important skill in business. I'd say number two is communication, super important, but number one, hey, you need those general leadership skills to motivate teams to hit targets. And remember, as Jocko Willink said, there is no bad teams. There is no bad teams. There's only bad leaders. Until next week, have a great day, everyone.